get them to turn left and right when you're plowing?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. What about to get them started moving?
Get up.
Uh-huh. And to stop them.
Whoa.
And to back them into a buggy.
I wouldn't know.
Okay. Do you ever hear people call sheep?
No.
What about pigs?
Seem like... No, I don't guess, because they were always right there in the pen.
Mm-hmm. What about chickens? Say if you were going to feed them, how would you call?
Just start throwing it out, and they usually come.
Uh-huh. The inside part of the cherry, the part that you don't eat?
The pit.
What about in a peach?
Pit.
Any other name?
Seed.
Uh-huh. And the part inside that, inside the
seed? It's the pit. Inside the seed would be the pit.
Uh-huh. And the kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of?
Cling.
Hmm?
Cling peach.
Okay. What about the other kind of peach?
Freestone.
And the part of the apple that you throw away?
The core.
Okay. And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making?
Dried apples.
Do you ever hear them called snips? What about the kinds of nuts that people have around here?
Pecans.
What else?
That's about the extent of the nuts, really. Peanuts, you can find a few of them.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for peanuts?
I've heard people, well, not around here, but I've heard them called goobers.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of nut that you could use in cooking?
Pecans.
What other kinds?
Walnuts.
Uh-huh.
Brazil nuts, almonds.
Uh-huh. And on the walnut, you know, it's got two coverings on it.
Mm.
There's a soft outer covering that you can take off with your hands. You call that the...
I don't know. I've never seen them
uh-huh.
fresh like that.
What about the part that you have to crack?
The shell.
Uh-huh. And the kind of fruit that grows down in Florida.
Citrus fruit.
Or one particular kind.
Orange.
Hmm?
Orange.
Say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
all gone.
And something that people smoke.
Cigarettes.
And...
cigars.
And someone asked you if you're able to do something, you'd say, sure, I
can do that.
And if you weren't able to, you'd say, no,
no, I'm afraid not.
They say, can you? You say, no,
I can't.
Or if you can, but you just don't want to, they might say, will you? And you'd say,
no, I won't.
Okay. And he said there was a really bad accident up the road, but there wasn't any need to call a doctor because by the time we got there, the victim was...
dead.
Was what dead? Was...
already dead.
Uh-huh. What about done dead?
No.
You wouldn't say that?
Uh-uh.
And, you'd say, this soup is so hot that it's all I can do to...
eat it.
Or to...
swallow it.
And, saying a situation like that, a person, what, be careful, a person...
must be careful.
Okay. And, say if the corn seems a little short, you'd say, well, at this time of year, it would be taller. It
should be taller.
Mm-hmm. What about another way of saying that, without using the word should? You'd say it.
Hmm.
You might tell someone, you're not doing what you...
should.
Or what you what?
Could.
Uh-huh. What about using the word ought?
No.
Huh?